Blog Talk Radio.
In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may fly. In the year 3535, ain't gonna need to tell the truth, tell the lies. Everything you think, do, and say is in the bill you have today. In the year 4545, I'm gonna need your teeth, won't meet your eyes. You won't mind the things that you do. Nobody's gonna look at you. In the year 5555, your arms are hanging in at your side. Your legs got nothing to do. Some machine doing that for you. In the year 2555, ain't gonna meet no husband, won't meet no wife. You pick your son, pick your daughter too. From the bottom of a long black dude, whoa, whoa. In the year 7510, if God should come home, he ought to make it by then. Maybe he'll look around himself and say, get your shot for the judgment day. In the year 8510, Bobby's gonna shake his mountain head. He needs to say a brief when man has been, or carry stones and stones to get on the wall. Now it's been 10,000 years, man has cried a billion tears for what he never knew. Now man's reign is through, but through eternal night, the twinkling of starlight, so very far away, maybe it's only yesterday. In the year 2525, if man is still alive,
and we are live, or should I say, I am live. That was Zagger and Evans. The name of the song was In the Year 2525. Joining me tonight is nobody. My co-host Hope had other things to do, and I was just informed of it today, but it's all good. I'm going to try and wing the show by myself. If there are any callers that would like to join me, that would be, or listeners that would like to join me, that would be groovy. The phone number is 319-527-6092. Again, 319-527-6092. Please press 1. That will indicate to me that you do want to join in, and that would be great. Also, just a little FYI, I am looking for other hosts to fill up the network slots. Anybody is interested, you can contact me via you can contact me through my email, which is ourrealityradio, all lowercasing, ourrealityradio at gmail.com, and I'll get back to you, and thank you very much. So tonight's show is when SHTF, SHTF is an acronym for Shit Hits the Fan. And the way things are going, who knows what is possible, whether it is comes out as, you know, via man, or it is a God-given disaster of some kind. We know that it won't be, we won't be flooded, though, just due to the fact of to us that we will never destroy the earth by a flood again. So let's proceed with the show. You know, tonight is has a lot to do with government shenanigans, because we know how the government works. How did everybody survive that solar eclipse? Well, if you're listening, obviously you did survive it. What a big old huge nothing burger. And like I had mentioned on previous shows, if it is God-given, you know, what can you do? There's pretty much nothing that you can do, and just get right with God. That is the most important thing. But if it is man-made, you know, say from the government or other governments of this world, you know, there are ways that you could possibly survive. And depending upon what kind of disaster strikes us, because there could be, you know, so countless disasters. And I'm thinking EMP comes to the top of my head, you know, electric magnetic pulse. And pretty much if that happens, goodness gracious, you have to be prepared. And because there are going to be so many things that are not available to you. You know, electric, forget it. We're not going to have that. So what are you going to do for electricity? Generator? Well, what kind of generator are you going to get, or do you have? Do you have a gas generator? Well, gas is going to run out. You're not going to have gasoline from any gas stations because the pumps will be down. So what are you going to do? There is solar generators, which I highly suggest to get. Make sure it is fully charged and you know exactly how to use it properly, and make sure that after it is fully charged that you put it in a Faraday cage to make sure that it is safe. Because, like I said, no electricity. What are you going to do? Cell phones pretty much will be useless to us, except for, you know, the things that we have stored on the phone. We won't be able to make any phone calls. I don't suggest to, you know, just throw out your cell phone, because you might have some important things on there that you'll want to look at in the future. And Faraday cages, depending upon the size, you know, they're very, very easy to make. Very easy. I tested out on my cell phones my Faraday cages. All they did was take, you know, as an example, lightweight, lightweight box, and cut it down to size, put my cell phone in the box, then I used tape to tape that up, and then I got aluminum foil, taped the aluminum foil up, cardboard, that's the word I was thinking of, and that was great. It worked great. But for bigger items, say for your generator, right now, while we have the internet at our disposal, I suggest to everyone, go onto the internet and get as much information as possible. You know, survival skills, print that out. Make sure that you print it out because you're not going to be able to retain everything. Even if you have a photographic memory, I don't think that you'll be able to retain everything. Maybe if you're a savant, but these are things that you have to prepare for. And there are so many things right now that, you know, utilize the internet while you still have it. Survival skills, foods, what type of foods are going to serve its purpose if and when this does happen. Medicines that you're going to need just to be prepared in general. It's just a really, really good idea. So, let's see. Now, will you be bugging in or will you be bugging out when shit hits the fan? Bugging out, you have to consider the weight that you'll be carrying if you are going to bug out, and how are you going to get to your destination if you already have it pre-planned. Say you're going to meet up with a bunch of people in a different city, and your car, you're not going to be able to use your car because of an EMP. What are you going to do? If your vehicle is a 1970 or earlier, you know, it's so much easier to make a Faraday cage for your engine. But after that, after 70, you might as well forget it. You can possibly use the gas that's in your gas tank, but other than that, your vehicle is pretty much null and void because there's so many electronics. And I do believe that that is partly the reason why they are pushing the EVs, electric vehicles. Just a little food for thought there. You know, you can't put anything past our government, because government is not working for we the people. And when I say we the people, I don't necessarily mean we the people of the United States only. It's we the people of the world. And this is another thing that you have to remember, is that comparability as far as size and amount, you know, there's only a handful of them, and there's millions of we the people. Why we are letting a lot of this happen is partly because we have been dumbed down. You know, we are forced to have a double income for survival purposes. Monies, because, you know, you need money for rent and food and so on and so on. So we're forced to have a two-income family. We have the children, and so much of this is they love for us to live in fear. I tell people all the time, you know, television programming boxes. It's called programming for that very reason. And actually, you know, the Operation Mockingbird, they were considered the fourth branch of government and used for propaganda purposes. A lot of people don't know that. And what do they show? Do they show any happy stories on the news? any happy stories. Very far and few between. I don't watch television set per se, or TV. I'll watch movies and stuff, but as far as mainstream media, niche, no. I read enough of the garbage on the social media sites. I don't need to sit in front of the boob tube and have these people come online and or come through the TV and tell me how I should be living, what I should be accepting. Now, God gave me a brain. God gave us all brains. Utilize them, use them to your fullest ability. It's crazy how much this world has changed, and we have been suckered into so many things. It's heartbreaking in all actuality, especially since we have the pretender POTUS in office right now, aka pedophile Biden. And this is scary. In what world, well, obviously this one, would we allow a pedophile to be holding office? And then the other 80% of them, they're as thick as thieves. They're not working for us. That sure got skewed in the process rather easily, mainly from being dumbed down. We send our kids to these indoctrination centers, and they're molding your child's mind for approximately, 7-8 hours a day? Because, again, you know, we have to work. What are you going to do with your kids? You send them to these indoctrination centers where you have glorified babysitters who are just brainwashing your child. Just more food for thought. When we had the plandemic, my goodness gracious, what happened there? The government supplied computers for Zoom calls. And you know, when the government supplies your child a computer, you bet it's an iSpy mechanism. They knew exactly what your child was doing, whether they were participating in front of that computer or not. So many households were told, you know, this is basically between your child and the Zoom call. They didn't want any parents around. Ask yourself why. Why wouldn't they want a parent observing what was going on during these Zoom calls? More food for thought, people. Very, very scary. To a certain degree, I'm so glad that those days are over with for me. But the people out there who do have small children, or the grandparents that are raising their grandchildren and stuff, it's a sad state of affairs. I do highly suggest, if you're able to, take your children out of those indoctrination centers, find a whole homeschooling network, and do it that way. Well, look right now, as far as the United States goes, we all of us are being replaced by open borders. That's one reason why we have open borders, is because we're being replaced. The citizens are being replaced. And the votes. You know that Joe Biden quid pro Joe did not get 81 million votes. There is no way, no how on God's green earth that happened. Period. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Am I an election denier? No, I'm an election realist. Come on, folks. He didn't even go out and campaign. And then when he did, it was just for show anyhow, putting chairs in the middle of hula hoops. So there's social distancing. Come on. Really? But that's what they did. And we were supposed to buy that hook, line, and sinker. And a lot of us did. And then there were a lot of us like myself that were just laughing our butts off. Because it was so funny. And then I was doing a live show, actually, the night of the election, and I am watching these programs live from my computer while doing the show, and it was mind-boggling watching all the numbers change, numbers going down from Trump and increasing for Biden. Come on. Just more food for thought. And then look at the rigmarole that they're putting Trump through right now. Well, ever since. Well, actually, before the election. You know, they were eye-spying on him. And totally illegal what they were doing. Why these people are not in jail is still beyond me. Why we are not protesting in the streets, that's beyond me. Is it totally, completely out of fear? Or is it that we truly are that dumbed down that we are accepting this? You know, the people from J6, January 6th, those poor people, look at them. Look at what they've been going through. And they haven't even been charged with anything. Now, they want to put a great-grandmother in the hooscow because she prayed at the Capitol building? Come on, more things to think about, people. Why are we allowing this? Really, truly, why? They can't arrest us all, period. They can't. And the longer we let this go on, the worse for us it's going to be. You know, they're going to get all their players in a row, you know, like ducks in a row. They're going to get it all set up. This is why there is, you know, the open borders. I highly recommend people watch my show on Wednesday nights, same bat time, same bat channel, just different links to the shows. But the name of the show is Common Sense for Dummies. And it's based off of, you know, the dummy books. Basically, you know, food for thought. Things that people just don't realize because they're so bogged down with all the other crap that's going on. It's just so, so utterly sad. Again, I want to shout out the phone number. If there's any listeners that would like to call in, the phone number is 319-527-7000. 619-527-6092. Again, 319-527-6092. And just another little reminder, if anybody is interested in doing a show on my network, just send me an email, ourrealityradio@gmail.com. So now should we get on with the show? Let's see. Now, what are you going to do during a disaster? Are you going to be bugging in? Are you going to be bugging out? I would suggest just to have a couple of bug out bags on hand just in case. Be very conscientious about the weight and who you're going to be bugging out with and or bugging in with. Who are you going to trust? Who is going to be in your community? Are there going to be other family members in your community? Are there going to be trusted friends in your community? And, you know, if you are unable to get out of the city, you know, how are you going to get to your destination? Make sure that you have a bicycle on hand. Hopefully you'd have, you know, one of those big baskets so that you wouldn't have to carry everything. Make sure that you have extra tubes for your bicycle tires, a pump, of course, just to make sure that you know, your bicycle is ready to be useful to you. And, you know, these are all these things you have to consider. And so that's what you should determine if you're going to be bugging in, bugging out. Like I said, just have a bug out bag, a couple of them ready just in communications. That is very, very important. You don't have a cell phone. It's pretty much a rock now. So communications. To my knowledge, what will still be useful are CBs. And at that point in time, shit hits the fan. You don't worry about having, you know, your CB license and stuff like that. Who's going to come and arrest you? Absolutely nobody. But you'll still be able to use those communication towers, because they were designed and built so much differently than the cell phone towers of today. So get one of those. I'm sure you can find one at an Army-Navy store, surplus store, which will be helpful. You could probably find them online also. So check into that. And shelter. Now, if you're going to be bugging in, hopefully you have pretty much everything accessible to you. You know, you have, of course, because you're living in your house. So if you're going to be bugging into your house, get a good water filtration system. They're easy to make. You can make them on yourself. What are you going to use as far as a water resource? If you have a pool, that is great because you have pool water. Filter that for drinking water. And if you do not make your own water filtration system, then I suggest, like, there's one out there called Alexpro, and check into that. It's a little on the pricey side, but this is your livelihood that you're talking about. So, but I guess one filter with that will filter 5,000 gallons of water. So that's just one thing to think about. But if you are going to build your own, I say the bigger the better, and get her done. Mostly, one important thing is do not panic. That is the most important thing. Do not panic when shit hits the fan. Somebody has to have a cool head and keep calm, especially if there are children around. You have to do it for the children's sake and animals can sense your stress level too. So be very conscientious about that. If you have a partner, or if you're going to be doing this solo and you have others that are in your care, you know, there has to be at least one person who can keep it together. And like I said, print out everything, anything and everything possible, and keep that on hand. Okay? Important papers. All your important papers, have copies of those, and you know, make sure that you keep those in. They do have those big old huge Ziploc baggies now, and a lot of papers in those, because you don't know what the weather is going to be like, and if you do have to bug out, you may run into some weather that is not paper friendly. So if you have that in a Ziploc baggie, you know, that's great. But these are things that you have to be conscientious about and what you have to have on hand. Okay. Now, what about, we spoke about the shelter as far as bugging in. Now, if you're bugging out, oh my goodness gracious, you're going to need a lot of other things. You know, your food and water, you have to take into consideration. Now, water is extremely, extremely heavy. So they do have those filtration straws. I suggest getting some of those, because if there is a creek, a river, or anything like that that you do come across, then you have your straws on hand. Carry a canteen, too, just in case. You have to have, blanket. They have those, like Mylar blankets, and which are very, very lightweight, and they'll keep you warm. Can opener, if you do not have, and you're going to be limited on how much food you're going to be able to take if you are bugging out, okay? I suggest, you know, a couple cans of food, maybe half a dozen. And if you do not have a can opener, asphalt is your best friend at this point in time, because you just have the can upside down, right side up. It doesn't matter at that point in time. And you can scrape it against the asphalt, and it makes a good can opener in a pinch. But then you could go to, like, the Dollar Tree. Well, they're still in existence right now. The Dollar Tree, or the 99-cent store, they're closing pretty much all of them. So right now, get to the Dollar Tree, the 99-cent store, Dollar General, whatever you have, get there, because there are so many things that you can stockpile up on right now, and I'll get to that in just a little bit. But again, if you are bugging out, lightweight foods, dehydrated, and vegetables, you can dehydrate vegetables too. If you know how to dehydrate meat, that is great. You, right now, you can get a food dehydrator and get a bunch of stuff dehydrated and packaged up. That way, you know, all you do is have to open a packet and bada bing, bada boom, it's there on hand. And then protection, whether you're bugging in or bugging out, do you have things to protect your home? How many windows do you have in your house? And is it going to be easy for somebody to break into your home? Because this could get real super duper nasty, folks. And you have to protect what you have. I do highly suggest that you do start a little community and have a grip load of people that you fully, completely trust, hopefully family members. But everybody has to serve a purpose. You know, this is very, very important that everybody serves a purpose and does their share. You don't want lazy Uncle Harry that weighs 500 pounds just sitting on his lackadaisical butt doing nothing. This has to be very, very, you have to be well prepared, people, well prepared. But as far as protection goes, I mean, goodness gracious, there are a lot of things right now on the internet that you can build yourself. And again, get it all printed out and do a trial run. I mean, if you wasp spray is a very, very good one to have because of the distance and how it sprays, and then make sure that you have some something to light it on fire with. You know, have some matches on hand and have some waterproof matches. Make sure that you have a fire starter just in case, you know, the kind that you strike, magnesium, and a place to build your fire. And what if you need heat while you're bugging in? Well, hopefully your house has an ample blankets and stuff like that that can use. But you have to protect those windows too. Like I said, you don't want anybody to be able to break into your home. And another thing that is very important is don't be bragging to your neighbors and stuff like that, all the stuff that you have. Okay? Mum's the word. Keep your mouth shut. If you have extra food and stuff like that, mum's the word. You don't tell everybody what you're stockpiling. Because that puts a target on you. Because desperate times, desperate measures. And people would rather, you know, have your stuff than to make an effort and do this on their own accord. But you have to be prepared for any type of situation. And it doesn't hurt if you have a stockpile, say, of canned goods. you know, just rotate them. It doesn't hurt to have this stuff, people. Make sure, though, you have plenty, plenty of water. That is so, so important. Just as far as drinking goes, you're going to drink drinking water approximately a gallon per day per person. You know, and then you have to think of what about your clothing? Again, if you're bugging in, great, because you still have your clothes at your disposal. But if you're bugging out, you know, you find yourself a creek and stuff, you're going to have to freshen up your clothes a little bit, because you're going to get all stanky. And women, I can't impress upon this too much, but women, you know, come on, put your shyness aside and don't be so friggin' modest, because if you're bugging out, you may have to poop outside, okay? So put all your inhibitions aside and throw them out the window. And one of those little survival shovels, those are handy dandy because they fold up. Always have one of those because you never know when you're going to need it. Especially to you know, dig a hole and go poo in and then cover it up. You have to be very, very conscientious about that. Cover-up is good, okay? And make sure if you are in a community, everybody has their own assignment, okay? So things that you have to consider, water, food, and I may repeat myself, so forgive me ahead of time. I do have all these notes, so I know that some of them are doubled up. Water, food, first aid, shelter, warmth, off-the-grid cooking, communication, and navigation devices such as CB, a compass, light your way as far as you have to have something that you can light as far as let's say flashlights, and if they have the flashlights that you can actually wind up. They have those. They do have some solar flashlights, and make sure you have ample batteries just in case, and a lot of emergency items. Let's see, bandages, all shapes and sizes of bandages. Alcohol wipes, trauma dressing, make sure that you have ACE bandages and stuff like that, and get a stitch kit in case somebody needs stitches. Make sure you know how to do sutures. And again, right now, internet is your friend. Utilize it. Hand sanitizers, splints, cold packs, aspirin / ibuprofen, antibiotic cream, iodine tablets if there is some type of radiation attack. You need your iodine tablets. Make sure that you have Benadryl also in case somebody has an allergic reaction. Blankets. if you're bugging out, make sure you have a couple of pairs of shoes. Okay, some lightweight shoes, good boots. They have some excellent boots, and you don't care, you know, you're not in a fashion show, so they don't need to be purdy boots, but make sure you do have some boots, extra clothes if you're bugging out, a tarp, excuse me, a poncho in case of weather, a tent, and do you know how to make a tent if you don't have a tent? Do you know how to make them? That's how come it's important to have that tarp. Paracord, oh my gosh. You need the paracord too. And just to make sure that you don't have any bulky items, you can get, or you can yourself, can make bracelets, necklaces out of paracord. And so you're wearing those, and then it serves, you know, two purposes. And, or should I say, it's fashionable and very, very useful. Sleeping bag, what are you going to do? What are you going to sleep in? Hand and body warmers. You know, they don't take too much room as far as in a bug out bag. So they're good to have on hand. And as I mentioned before, how to start a fire. Do you know how to start a fire? Are you that well versed? If you don't have, excuse me, the waterproof matches, a fire starter, magnesium, do you know how to build a fire? Again, internet is our friend. And also, many years ago, probably about 15 years ago, maybe 20 years now, HBO had a special that they had on for quite a few months, and it was, I believe, a four-year special, and it was called The Colony. And so if you are out and about, if you're bugging out, then you can join up with other communities. I call them communities, other communities for like-minded people. And this show was just so amazing. It showed you how to build an engine out of wood, a wood-burning engine. And wood is our friend, too. But you can't be lugging around wood when you're bugging out. So if you're bugging out and you need to join up with another community or a community, then they'll only want you if you're useful, if you have some kind of skills. Maybe you took horticulture, so you have horticulture skills. Maybe you do know how to cut down a tree, you know, use an axe or a saw. Everybody has a purpose, though, but you need people that are dependable. And another thing, as far as first aid goes, make sure that you have, if you're on any kind of prescription medication, make sure that you have at least a 3-month supply. If you can get more than that, that would be great. But again, you know, that this is where a lot of the stuff that you don't need prescriptions for, such as aspirin and stuff like that. There's a real excellent book, and it's called Back to Eden. And this is where purpose, because God has given us all these plants that we can use for medicinal purposes. And the Back to Eden book is an excellent, excellent book. But again, you know, internet, go to the internet, find out what kind of plants are your friends, what kind aren't. The Back to Eden book does have all the plants that are friendly, and you can make medicines out of these plants. But as far as identifying these plants, that's where I say go to the internet and print all this so that you can identify good plants, good trees, bad trees. And because that is going to be of the utmost importance. Make sure you have baggies also, Ziplocs, a lot of Ziplocs in different sizes also, because the Ziploc will be your friend. Let's see. There are a lot of survival food companies out there. I know one is called Mountain. One is called Wise Foods. There's so many other ones too. And the shelf life of their food is allegedly 25 years. So you may want to consider investing in food of that type. Again, you would need water, definitely water. And a lot of this food does need to be heated up, so you have to take into consideration how you're going to heat up these foods. You know, we're going to use for water. So many things to consider and to remember. I know, and I'm bombarding you people with so much stuff, and I hope it's useful stuff, information that I'm spewing out to you. But like I said, go to the internet and look up survival skills, you know, what you need as far as bug out, just print out items in bug out bags. And it will pop up and tell you what items you need for your bug out bag. And then if you're bugging in, you know, items need, in case, you know, SHFTF shit hits the fan. You know, if you're bugging in, excuse me, what items you're going to need. You know, because money's going to be useless, okay? Totally, completely useless. So right now, when you do have the money, I suggest spend a lot of it on survival. No matter how you slice the pie, you ain't going to take it with you when you go. Not going to happen. And nobody else will want that. You know, a good thing to barter away is useful stuff. You know, useful stuff, food, bandages, any kind of medical supplies. You know, barter with people. That's what they used to do way back when they didn't have this nasty, filthy stuff money. They bartered. Those were the days, folks. I mean, oh, goodness. So, just so many things to consider. Garden. Now, a lot of people will say, I live in an apartment. I don't have room for a garden. On the contrary, you do have room for a garden. Those clear stackable totes, the plastic ones, they're an excellent source of a home, in-home garden. Okay, all you do is need some sunlight. So you put it near a window. But those are stackable. The very bottom one, don't drill holes in the bottom of that container at all. You can have holes in the lid of it, okay, but that is your anchor one. That is, I suggest that you get some fish, and it doesn't matter. They can be feeder fish, goldfish, what have you, the carnival fish that only live for a day or so, because they're going to be pooping, okay? So that is nutrients for your garden. Very, very important. And so you have that, and you can water it's not really a floating garden, but your stackable garden. Okay, so then your second tote, it has holes in the bottom of it because your water is going to trickle down, and you plant your seeds in there, and then you have holes on the top of that. And you have the greenhouse effect because of the plastic and what heat and sunlight comes from your window. Okay, so you're going to always have moisture. Then you stack another one on top of that. I don't know, you could probably get, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. If you have 8-foot tall ceilings, then you could probably get 7 of those containers to be stackable. And there's your garden. Bada bing, bada boom. There's your garden. Very, very simple, very inexpensive. Let's see. And how many days are you going to need food for? Again, depending upon what kind of disaster it is. You know, you could be hankering down for a couple of months. So make sure if you're bugging in that you have ample food. Again, you're going to have to eat your freezer foods first. Okay, freezer foods, especially if you have an EMP, how are you going to refrigerate this food? You're not. I mean, you could go back to the old ways and figure out how they refrigerated stuff, you know, back in Laura Ingle days and stuff like that. And I don't think that that is a bad idea. I think that that is very, very smart anyhow to do. Have that on hand. Because you just never know. And freeze dried foods are very, very, very good because they have a long shelf life. Nuts are a good source of food. Dehydrated fruits, pemmican bread, that is really, really good because that has a shelf life forever, a forever shelf life. And there's a book called Old Ways, and you can get it on Amazon. And I suggest that because it has old ways of storing food, and because that's going to be of vital importance. There is another thing, water, I believe they're called water eggs. And what they do is you have container, these eggs will stay good and fresh for 5 years. They have a 5-year shelf life. So it's you're just going to put water, and there's a certain type of lye that you can get at like Home Depot and stuff, and you put that in there. And I suggest going on the internet just to make sure how to do this process correctly. And so you have eggs for 5 years. And at the cost of eggs, my goodness, and if you don't have a place to raise chickens on your own accord, it's going to be kind of hard. And some things that, you know, that you'll want to make, that you'll require eggs. So check into that. And meat, there are so many ways that you can can meat and chicken. I do know that there's some canned chicken I think it's Costco that sells it, and it has a shelf life of like 5 years. So that's good, because, you know, you have your protein in that one can, and you can put a little bit of vegetables in there, mix it all together, and should be pretty tasty. And it gives you a little bit of a variety of stuff. Let's see. Just going through my notes, people. Going through my notes. Again, if there are any listeners that would like to chime into this show, the phone number is 319-527-6092. Again, 319-527-6092. Please press 1, and I'll bring you in. Also, I do want to apologize profusely. I apologize to you for last week's show. This tonight's show we were supposed to do it last week, but because Blog Talk Radio was having technical difficulties, it just didn't happen. So I do want to apologize. There's really, I'm in the process of also looking into other avenues where we can broadcast from, along with Blog Talk. You know, Blog Talk's kind of like Facebook. You know, you get so used to it, and so it's just like knowing the back of your hand. But I do apologize profusely for that, and it was no fault of my own. So, again, I'm sorry. So, let's see. Bum, 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 bum. Oh, and another good thing that a lot of people just forget about is if you don't have anything to cook on, because if you're bugging in and we have an EMP, then if you're, you know, forget about the stove. It's not going to help. That's not going to do you any bit of good whatsoever. You have that barbecue. Barbecues are great. Okay, they are excellent. And you can get a few bags of charcoal. You can really use trees as far as heating up food on a barbecue with branches. That's excellent to have is a barbecue. You know, just make sure if you have a house, okay, that's a little bit different than living in an apartment. because apartments, you have to be so conscientious about CO2. So doable, but you have to be very, very conscientious and careful, because you don't want any kind of carbon monoxide building up so that you're going to die from it. Just be very, very careful. Let's see. Staying cool as far as, oh, well, let's go back to staying warm. Again, if you're bugging in, that's great, because you usually, you know, you have your coats and your jackets, your hoodies, and, you know, your sweatshirts, etc. So you have food at your clothing at your disposal to keep you warm. You know, as far as like washing them, you have to be very creative in case. You know, and make sure you do have toiletries on hand, okay, such as some kind of soap. If you have to wash your dishes, you know, make sure you have some dishwashing soap. Cast iron is great. That's where cast iron is so good, because cast iron, you don't use the soap and the water on it like you would normal cooking, you know, pans. And a little bit of oil and stuff, just heat that puppy up, use the oil in there, and get something gritty. I have this, it's really cool. It has, it's kind of like a chain thing, but it has, it looks like a sponge though also, but it is specifically for cast iron. And so those are great to have. I love my cast iron. Give me cast iron any day. And it's also good for you because the iron from the pan is cooking into your food, because we do need iron. So cast iron is the way to go. But if you are bugging out and you need something to cook with, I do not suggest cast iron, just due to the fact of the weight, and because it can be very, very heavy. So be conscientious about that. So as far as heating, you're good as far as that. If you are bugging in, if you're bugging out, you still need. But then you have to remember, you know, the space. Do you have the space for all this? Well, you can tie a jacket or a hoodie around your waist, so that saves some space. Because a lot of these things, just like the paracord, if you make a bracelet or a necklace out of the paracord, you're wearing that on your person. So you have that. But also, it is of vital importance, make sure you have a good knife. Very important. I know that there's some Swiss Army knives out there. There's so many of them out there in different sizes and stuff. But, excuse me, they do take up less space. So I suggest those, and some of them already have like the spoon, have the fork. So you have that, you have something to file, you have a little saw there. And, so I suggest a real, real good one of those, because your paracord, if you do have to make a tent and you have to use a tarp, then you don't want to waste your paracord. Okay, you don't want to waste that. So you do need a good knife. Let's see. Sunscreen also. Sunscreen is so, so important if you are going to be bugging out. Sunscreen, and make sure you have a good baseball cap. In fact, if you have an adjustable one, you can bring a couple of them along. It may look funny, but again, this is not a fashion show. You're not going to a fashion show, but you can piggyback another one on to where it is adjustable. So you're carrying a couple of hats around with you, which is good. Let's see. Window reflectors, if you're bugging in, make sure you have that. Fans, if you're able to. But again, if you have an EMP, fans aren't going to do you any good. So unless you rig up one that is possibly solar powered or has some type of non-electric perpetual motion, then you can do that. Or, have your kids fan you off. let's see. Off-grid cooking. Again, make sure that you're or indoor, if you're either or bugging in or bugging out, make sure the freezer food goes first. Let's see. A good source for communications, especially if you're in a community, is walkie-talkies, okay? Make sure you have ample batteries for those. I always suggest, I've done a few of these shows, I suggest you also keep a journal, okay? So make sure you have a few pens and definitely some pencil, Swiss Army knife. You can sharpen a pencil with that if you don't have, say, a mechanical pencil. But I do believe that is of utmost importance, is to keep a journal of some type. That way you can reflect upon what is going on, keep track of, if you have other family members, just keep track of their well-being, their mental health. And children, my goodness gracious, people, children, you have to be so, so careful with and very understanding and compassionate, especially in these times when you do have children, because the children don't know what is going on. Look at how they were traumatized during the pandemic, aka the Rona affair, COVID-19. My goodness gracious, what the government had families doing to their children and their elderly, their grandparents and stuff like that, their parents. My goodness gracious, was this a psychological mind screw or what? Look at what they were suggesting that you do. Put this crap on your face, my goodness gracious, and then come to find out the crap that they have you putting on your face, the masks, they're not doing diddly squat. Paper masks were designed for surgeons during surgery so that blood splatter didn't go into their mouths. Come on, people. Common sense. And so many people, because they were watching it on the news, the CDC says this, Anthony Fauci says that. Come on, really? Just, it was a big old huge worldwide beta test, hence the words New World Order, okay? And so we failed. We the people failed. Whoever masked up and crap like that and got vaccinated failed this big test. You failed yourself. You failed your children. You failed your grandchildren. You failed. And it's so utterly sad. Now, you know, now they have, you know, other things that are coming out. What is it right now? The avian flu again. That's coming out. Just another version of it. Come on, folks. I have never, ever gotten a flu shot. I have not had the flu in, oh my gosh, I don't want to give away my age, but since I was a little kid 30 years ago, I haven't had the flu. As soon as I am around somebody that is sick, I just start pounding my homeopathic medicine and take my vitamin D and my zinc. I have my multivitamin. I do take a multivitamin. You know, you people, and I never caught the Rona, not once. And I was out and about all the time. The only time that I masked up, and I had to because I was an in-home caregiver for the elderly, and that was to take my client to the doctor's. That's the only time that I masked up. I went to the grocery store not wearing a mask. I went into regular stores not wearing a mask. You gotta remember too that every store that you go into and you are shopping and spending money, at that point in time, those people that work in these stores, they're your employee. Without you, they're not getting paid. I did get kicked out of the Walmart once because I refused to wear a mask. You know, but know your rights. And especially, you know, mandate this, mandate that. First and foremost, a mandate is not a law. It is not a law. So you had, okay, me residing in California, Gavin Newsom, the governor, pain in the ass. He's just a globalist. He's one of the parasitic globalists working towards the advancement of the New World Order. So this is all worldwide. So when California says it mandates the vaccines. No, you can't mandate a vaccine. Okay? You can't mandate a friggin' mask. So, but if California's doing it, then Arizona's gonna do it. Then South Dakota's gonna do it. You know, it's that domino effect. They try and push the envelope every given time. And if you give them the time, then they're gonna, you know, they're going to take a mile. You give them that inch, they'll take a mile. You got to be smarter than the average bear, boo-boo. Don't be bullied by all this BS. What are they going to do? They can't arrest us all, people. Come on, think about it. My goodness. So, let's see. Also, you know, as far as lighting goes, make sure that you do have, excuse me ahead of time. I feel a sneeze building up. I'm going to try and suppress it, but it slips out. So, excuse me. I'm sorry. Make sure that you have Oil lamps are really, really super duper good. If you can't afford those or afford candles and stuff like that, if you have Crisco oil, like the large Crisco oil, not the liquid, you can make, get some stuff to make a wick out of, and that will burn for hours and hours and hours and hours. So that's a good thing to have. Oh, and as far as the children go, I'm sorry, I did get sidetracked, so I do apologize. But, the kids are of utmost importance. You assign them little tasks to make sure that they are participating, because that's very, very important. Make sure you, again, if you are bugging in, you do have, they have their toys to play with. They have, color books, crayons, et cetera, et cetera. So make sure that you just have ample supplies as far as entertainment for the kids. Board games are great. Card games are good. This way the whole family can participate if you have a family that is bugging in with you. Again, if you are bugging out, you have a limited space, so you have to be very conscientious of what you're going to pack. Again, with the medicines, if your kids are on any kind of medicine, make sure you have ample supply of the medicine. Let's see, animals. Animals can sense, your stress levels and stuff like that. So you have to be very conscientious of their needs also. Food for the animals, toys for the animals. Don't bombard your animal with, 500 toys. Doggone, just limit the toys. One or two toys, that's all they need, one preferably, and that way when that one's destroyed, you have a backup toy, and make sure you do have backup toys, but you have to take care of your animals, and if the animals are on any type of medication, them too, you have to be very conscientious that you have their medical needs fit too. Let's see. Another good type of antibiotics to stockpile up on is fish antibiotics. That people can, what your animals can take, you can take.
Ivermectin is for horses, and
ivermectin and the other one combined, these people are crazy, okay? But whatever an animal can take, a person can take. So you don't need a prescription for fish antibiotics, so that's just another thing that you may want to consider. I have been fermenting this for a few years, and it is supposed to be some type of antibiotic. But there are different types of antibiotics too. You have to remember that. Is you take a clove of garlic and you put it in a jar of honey. Preferably the better grade of honey, and what's on the market right now, if you don't go to a farmer's market and know that they're very reliable honey farm, you can get what is called Manuka honey. Manuka honey is very, very expensive. It comes from Australia. So, but it is an an excellent grade of honey. But a little container, if you go to like Mother's, you know, the natural food store, a little container can cost you up to $100. But, you know, just get a jar full of honey and you put your garlic clove in there and it's going to ferment. It has no expiration as far as shelf life goes. Okay, and you always have that at your disposal. You can take one of those a day. It's not going to hurt you in any way, shape, or form. So, let's see. We already covered what you're going to be cooking on. walkie-talkies, like I said, are very, very good. And then I went over, you know, the oil lamps and candles, the flashlights, batteries, etc. Multi-purpose items, and this is good to have on hand if you're bugging out, insect repellent, duct tape, because duct tape is your friend, and it's not D-U-C-K, okay? It's D-U-C-T. And I tell you, my duct tape that I'm partial to is Gorilla duct tape. So that is very, very good. Bleach, but you do have to rotate your bleach. It's not going to completely go bad, but bleach actually does have somewhat of an expiration date, so you have to be very conscientious of that. I think it's just going to weaken the bleach. But you know, just have some bleach on hand just in case. And as I mentioned before, Ziploc bags, great. Sure, you do have a sewing kit, because if you do not have anything as far as sutures go, you can still use a sewing kit and make sure that, you know, I was just speaking with somebody the other day and I said, well, you know, if you don't have a suture kit, you can also use, you know, needle and thread. And they're going, well, the thread is not as tough, but, you know, if the eye of your needle is big enough, you can loop that around 4 times. You can loop it around 6 times. You can make it tougher, okay? But I do suggest if you are going to use a needle and thread, make sure that you run it through rubbing alcohol, to sterilize it somewhat. And God forbid if you do have to suture somebody up, or even, you know, sure that you clean out that wound real, real well. And rubbing alcohol as opposed to peroxide, because the rubbing alcohol doesn't have water, but whereas the peroxide does have water. So you have to be conscientious about that too. But also make sure that you have some kind of antibacterial salve of some kind. You know, that would be great. Also, again, if you are going to be bugging, well, even if you're bugging in, depending upon how long you can bug in for, you're still going to need maps, okay? Your GPS on your phone is not going to work. Or as my mother-in-law would call it, God rest her soul, a ESP. You're not going to have that at your disposal. So learn how to read a map. I don't know if they still have them, but I highly suggest gas stations used to give you maps. So, but definitely know how to read a map. It's not hard. And you don't want to be lugging around one of those Thomas Guide books, because Thomas Guides are very, very heavy. So you don't need that. The lighter, the better. And a folding map gives you a lot more. You know, you don't have to go to page F1 to continue on to page F6, such as you would in a Thomas Guide. So learn how to read a map and a compass. That's where a compass will come in handy. And if you do have to bug out, then you will know what to do. You know what direction that you're going in. If you have a compass, make sure it's a good compass, not the kind that you had, that you got in your box of Cheerios when you were 5 years old. You know, order today, and it'll only cost your parents $2.50, but you can send cash through the mail. Back in the day, that's how we did it, people. But definitely know your directions. And if you don't, you know, follow the sun, and, you know, rises in the east, sets in the west, blah, 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 blah. So, just know, because that could come in handy. And even if you're out and about and there isn't a natural disaster and you want to go camping and stuff like that, these are good tips that you're going to have to know. If you've ever been camping, then that is great. It's great, and especially if you like really roughed it. And I don't mean, me and my girlfriends, we went camping. We stayed at Hilton. That is not camping, okay? What are you going to do if you are out in the wilderness and you don't have soap? What are you going to do to get that fresh spring feeling? You know, you have the creek, you have water, grass. Grass is a good way to cleanse yourself, too. You get some handful of grass and put it in your hands and just keep rubbing and rubbing around, round, 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 she goes. And there you can clean yourself with that. You're going to have to, you know, definitely check out the book Old Ways. See what they suggest. Let's see. Also, make sure that you have, for your own personal, well, for other people too, if you need reading glasses, make sure that you have an extra pair of reading glasses. Right now, while you can still purchase things at the dollar store, the 99-cent store, get a dozen pair of reading glasses. That's cheap enough right now. Make sure that you have extra keys in case you do have to bug out or you have somebody coming in to bug in with you. And we already went over, or I went over, important papers, copies of those. Make sure you do have and get together with your community if you're going to have other people bugging with you. Make sure that you do have an evacuation plan. Say, hypothetically, you live in an apartment complex. Now, Hope brought this up during our part one of when shit hits the fan. What are we going to do? What do you do if you live in an apartment complex and there's like 400 units and stuff like that? You know, that's a tough one. You have to know some of your neighbors. And I tell you, when I live in a neighborhood, I get to know. I know my mailman's first name. I know my neighbor's names. I believe that that's of vital importance, to get to know your neighbors, get a feel for them. Are they part of We the People? Are they part of the establishment? You have to put feelers out and know that. We have 20, approximately 22 minutes left of the show. So if there's any listeners that would like to call in, phone number is 319-527-6092. Again, 319-527-6092. But I do appreciate the people that are listening via their computers. I do have a couple of people that are in the queue, but they don't have their hands up. So that's all good. Just as long as I know that you're listening to the show, and if any of this information that I'm giving you is useful. But evacuation plan is excellent. That's where your maps and stuff are going to come in handy. You have to know where you're going to go if you're going to be bugging out. And what if your family or your friends are an hour away? Again, what's your means of transportation? My goodness, do you not think that the highways are going to be so chaotic? Well, they will be. My goodness, especially if there's an EMP, then stop where it drops. I mean, all cars lose power. What are you going to do? I know that they have those folding bikes, and I don't know the cost of them. I got rid of my folding bike years ago, and but it didn't have anything fancy schmancy like a basket on it or anything like that. But it did fold up. But they've come out with so much new technology and stuff like that, that bicycles are a lot lighter now. And so I'm just going to go ahead and presume that they have lightweight bicycles that you can shuffle around with, and easy to carry and stuff like that. Just make sure that you have a basket. What are you going to put? You can't put all this stuff on your back, because that will definitely not be copacetic to your knees, because it could be very, very painful, and you're going to need your body. Important, though, you two most important things that you're going to need to take care of is your mouth and your feet. Especially if you're going to be bugging out, you definitely need your feet. Carry around five pairs of socks. That way when a pair gets dirty, then you can switch it out. But have a good pair of tennis shoes on hand that are lightweight. You don't need anything fancy schmancy. You don't need Air Jordans or, the $1,000 tennis shoe, Donald Trump. You don't need that. You don't need anything fancy schmancy. Because again, you are not going to be in a fashion show. You are not going to a fashion show. Just something practical. And boots, though, you know, make sure that you have some boots. I have a pair of boots. I got them because I lived in Colorado, so I needed a good pair of boots. And the boots are, I think they're made by Timberland. And they're good for minus 28 degree weather, which I've never ever been in, but you know, they're waterproof and they're just a really, really good boot. And that's another thing that you do not want to go cheap on. And mine are not heavy duty, you know, they're not heavy. So so those are things you're going to have to take into consideration. You know, you may have a good pair of steel-toed shoes that for work, which serves work purposes, but when you're out and about survival mode, those things can get heavy. So you have to take into consideration that. I suggest, you know, you go to, you see what's online, first of all. What is available to you online, and check out that, have it delivered to you if at all possible, and then like I said, right now while they're still in operation is the Dollar Tree and 99 cent store. Heck, go there. Get all that stuff. You know, you can get the shampoo. I think I haven't been to either one of those stores in such a long time. But I think that the dollar store went up in price. And so even if it's 25 cents more, I know that they used to have like Suave shampoo and cream rinse for a dollar a bottle, so you may wanna invest in that. In your Band-Aids and stuff, definitely get them there, because you can order that stuff online too. But again, I mean the price, especially if you're stockpiling, you have to be very, very careful. I mean, I came across a box of bandages not too long ago, and it's like, heck, these ones are still good. And then I came across another box, and it's like the paper, the outside's falling apart, but they're still stick-em. They still have the stick-em, so I can still use them on, like, minor cuts and stuff like that. But just be careful, people, because, like I said, this could be a natural disaster. Well, we had a big old huge earthquake. What you gonna do in that case? You know, right now, from what I'm reading, I mean. So many places are shake, rattle, and rolling right now, and people are so surprised. They had that one earthquake in New Jersey, and this was quite comical, yet so sad at the time. I came across this on Twitter, X, and it was this lady's going, on and on that, you know, global warming's a real thing because New Jersey had it, and New Jersey doesn't have earthquakes, blah, 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 blah. And then, much to my surprise, it got fact checked by ex's fact checkers and set her butt straight. Is that New Jersey actually is on a fault line. So that was quite comical. But like I said, no matter if it is a planned disaster, then so be it. You know, there's not too much that you can do about the natural disasters. Just be prepared as much as possible. And I hope that any of the things that I did go over tonight, I do hope that it is and will be of any and all help to you. Again, this is going to be an extremely stressful time for everybody. So, you know, think of the kids. Kids are number one, okay? You have to think of the children first. And, I mean, besides that, you know, they're just not all of the kids have come out of this, the beta test of the pandemic. You know, worldwide people, this happened. And so much of it had to do with the news, and, you know, they were propping up Fauci and that Burke lady daily. You know, CDC is not our friend, people. They're our foes. I think that we need to get rid of all these letterbox agencies, because so many of them aren't even part of our government. Yet we, as in we the people, are paying for them. It's not the government that pays for them. So get that straight. It is we the people. We are just wage slaves. That's all we are. Disposable robots. They don't give a rat's ass about us. And that was pretty apparent during the pandemic. Did they care if your child, the trauma that your child was going to endure? They didn't care. And shame on every single parent that went along with that plan instead of doing a little bit of research on their own accord, instead of planting their asses in front of that boob tube and getting spoon-fed bullshit. Shame on you. Am I being a little bit tough? No, I don't think I'm being tough enough. It's just so sad that we fall into this crap all the time, over and over and over. We already know that the government is not our friend. Look at how they use and abuse us. For goodness gracious, oh my gosh, file in the White House, a pedophile. And nobody is doing anything about it. Why? Because 99% of those people are in on it too. They're pedophiles also. You got Eric Swalwell sleeping with a Chinese spy, Fang Fang. He's still in office. Why? I ask, why, people? Why is he still in office? You got Adam Schiff. Oh, my gosh.
that guy, he's a murderer for one thing, okay? He's a pedophile. He's a cokehead. Read up on Ed Buck, E-D-B-U-C-K. See who Ed Buck has connections with. Well, Ted Lieu, who is another congressperson, Hillary Clinton. Oh, my gosh. Ed Buck is he's a convicted murderer who was a cocaine dealer. Oh, gosh, people. And it's so sad that, I understand that you want to escape from reality, okay, and for entertainment purposes. But when you start following and listening to what is coming out of these actors and actresses who are supposed to be our muse, okay, we pay them to entertain us. I don't want to hear about your political affiliates, okay? I don't care. I don't care if, I know that now that you've come out with who you back and stuff like that, that I will never support you again in any of your movies. Yeah, Dwayne Johnson, a.k.a. The Rock. Okay, what a pig. What a pig. He's not going to back Biden. I don't give a shit, dude. I don't give a shit what your political affiliation is. I don't care about you, Dwayne Johnson. I care that you're put on a pedestal. And here you go on to Saturday Night Live because you're a guest host, and they put you in a skit that you invent a robot that molests children. There's something. What is wrong with this, people? Okay, you got Dwayne Johnson, who can agree to do this skit. Or not do this skit. He apparently agreed because the skit went on as planned. And he's this guy that invents a robot that molests children. And everybody in the audience is like laughing and having a good old time. Think about it. Is this cool? Then he's doing another skit on the same Saturday Night Live, and he's saying, "Hail Satan." Hail Satan. And you guys idolize these people? You know, Madonna, when Trump was in office, you know, she wanted to blow up the White House. She wanted to blow up the White House. You had Johnny Depp, who there hasn't been an actor that has murdered a politician since Lincoln. Oh, my gosh. These are the people you idolize. These are the people that you listen to. During the pandemic, you had Arnold Schwarzenegger. Well, screw your freedom. No, screw your freedom, you friggin' Nazi. Do you not listen to what these people say? What comes out of their mouths? Do you not listen to what Eric Holder said in 1995 or 1996? Where he suggests that actors and actresses and and people on the news and teachers, clergy, brainwash people into believing how awful guns are and stuff like that. But yet he's running fast and furious and gets a border agent murdered because of running guns. It is beyond me. It's so hard for me to compute this in my brain, because they outright tell you what is happening. Predictive programming. My goodness gracious. The song that I played at the beginning of this show, you know, in the year 2525, it's talking about everything that we're going through today. It talks about AI. It talks about transhumanism. Check, you know, go on to the YouTube and just listen to the lyrics. Read the lyrics while you're listening to the song. Totally unbelievable. You know, during 9/11, look at how many things were related. You had the Simpsons, you know, just so many TV shows and stuff like that. You had Terminator. What is that? Transhumanism. And I tell you, I mean, and these people are making bank off you, and you're supporting them. Well, it's about ready to wrap up this show. I'm not sure if we're going to have a part three to this show or not. There's a possibility. I have to go through a bunch of other notes and stuff and do some more research. But I do want to thank everybody, all the listeners who bared with me through this show. And I appreciate all the listeners, because without you, there would not be a show. Be kind, humans. Have a beautiful tomorrow. And God bless everyone. Don't forget tomorrow night's show, Common Sense for Dummies. And my co-host, Hope, should be back tomorrow night. So God bless you. Night, everybody.